This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Dodgers in Milwaukee and the Astros and the Red Sox. The AL and NLCS is getting underway. Starts tonight at Miller Park. Chris Mad Dog Russo joining us. Legendary sports radio personality in New York all the years on WFAN. Host of Mad Dog Unleashed on his own channel on Sirius XM Channel 82. Going on a decade there. Host of High Heat Major League Baseball Network. Joins us here on SB Nation Radio. How are you, Mad Dog?
Hello, Tony. How are you, pal?
Okay? I'm good, man. Good. Let me ask you this. Let's start with Milwaukee. Christian Yelich, did you see this coming when he was in Miami? Did you see this kind of player?
Well, he knew he'd be good. I mean, you know, he was a good player, but you had no feel that he would be this good. He's had a great run. We all know he's the MVP. I mean, he's not Barry Bonds. Although Bonds with the steroids, you can take that for what it's worth. But, I mean, he's had an incredible run. He's done everything they... Well, whatever they need as a team, he's given it. You need a walk, he gives you a walk. You need a home run, he gives you a home run. You want a stolen base, he does that. He's been a tremendous offensive player, and I did not see it coming. We knew he was good. I didn't know he was this good, and obviously it's been the free agent signing of the year. He's got a good, easy contract for that kind of market, and he's been a big factor here, and maybe he'll be the difference of them winning this series against the Dodgers.
Did you see a change? Like, did Craig Counsell do something different for him? Is the environment different for him that allowed this to progress?
I wish I had the answer for you. I mean, good hitters park. Maybe that'll lose something to do with it. Competitive team coming into his own. I mean, he's always been a pretty good player. So it's not like he came out of absolute nowhere. But he's blossomed. You know, some guys blossom. Was he about 28 years old, Tony?
Yeah,
I mean, some guys.
Right.
You know, some guys find their stride. He's obviously found his stride, and away he goes. I mean, the Kane thing was good, too. I mean, they got a good team, this team. I mean, they got a good lineup. We all know they got a great bullpen. They got a little depth. I mean, their starting pitching is not great. It's very average, but, you know, they got four or five good relievers. They got a good offense. They got a very good home field advantage. I mean, the Brewers are formidable, and they played really well for a long period of time. So this would be a tricky series. Hard to call. I'll take Milwaukee based on karma, but I would take a seven-game series.
How much do you think this bullpen, as you mentioned, is very good? How much is this going to play a factor?
Well, I mean, I think the way you look at this series to me is this. Dodgers, would you rather have the better starters or the better bullpen? I mean, that's the way I would look at this series. I mean, obviously with Kershaw, Ryu, who's pitched very well, Buehler, who's excellent, and even Rich Hill in a fourth game, those are better starting pitchers than Miley, Gio Gonzalez, Shishin, and whoever they decide to pitch in game four. So the Dodgers have the advantage for the first four or five innings, and then the Brewers have the advantage after that because, you know, they have something that nobody in baseball has. They have that unhittable reliever right now who can pitch multiple innings, and he's a lefty, a la Andrew Miller. I mean, they got Hader, and Hader's been so good, and he can go five, six outs. And so that's something the Dodgers don't have. So, it's weird. The Dodgers have the advantage for the first four innings, and the Brewers have the advantage for the second four innings. So that will go a long way to determining who wins. You like the Dodgers starters better. You like the Brewer bullpen better. I like the home field. I think the lineup is about equal. I think depth is L.A. Be a very close series, very tight.
When you talk about a team that's got power, we saw it with the Yankees, sometimes it just doesn't come to fruition. L.A.'s got more power. Do you think that is a factor here?
Yeah, they hit more home runs, you're right. And the Yankees, obviously, situational hitting was horrendous. And, you know, Stanton killed him, and he's been getting murdered in New York, and rightfully so, a contract that should never have been done by the Yankees. It was stupid. They didn't need him, and he's never going to hit in the clutch. As far as the Dodgers are concerned, they're a little bit more resourceful. You know, Turner's a very good, you know, situational hitter. They hit a lot of home runs, but they got a couple of guys who are a pain in the neck as far as getting outs with, and they got a ton of depth. I mean, they got two teams, essentially, is what the Dodgers have. Whoever hits that three-run homer is a factor. I mean, you know how that works. I mean, the Dodgers have very good starting pitching. I mean, you know, if Kershaw's on his game, I love Buehler, and that's got very good starting pitching. So the Brewers are going to have to make some dents with that starting pitching to win this series. They got to be tied going into the sixth inning. I'd be a little worried about the Brewers in L.A., too. Those three games, you know, I wouldn't even stun me if Milwaukee lost all three. So you like to see them up 2-0, take some pressure off going to Dodger Stadium. You figure the Dodgers get a split. Maybe the Brewers eke one out, and then they have to come home and win two games. I love the ballpark and the crowd. I'm going to take Milwaukee in seven.
All right, let's get to the American League. But before we do, and I don't mean to kind of beat a dead horse here with the Yankees and Red Sox, but, you know, I read the New York media. I looked at and said that, you know, the Red Sox looked better in every facet against the Yankees in the series. But, Mike, Chris, were they that much better overall? Or the Yankees just didn't show up?
The Yankees, I mean, I know the Red Sox are taking, you know, everybody thinks the Red Sox showed in the last two games. Severino was terrible. Nobody could have predicted that. Stanton had three or four at-bats, which were difference makers. The bases loaded a bat with Matt Barnes on Friday night in game one. Obviously, the bat in the ninth inning the other day. So if any of those at-bats goes a little differently, this is a different kind of series. Sanchez's ball goes 3 feet further. I mean, obviously, a walk-off grand slam on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night with our little buddy Kimbrel. So from that perspective, I am not going to sit there and say the Red Sox are infinitely better. Now, I did think that the Yankees would win the two games or, you know, at least force a fifth game in this series after they split the first two. You know, I didn't think that Cora would be that much better than Boone, and I certainly thought Severino would give you a competent performance in the third game, and he did not do that. So you got to give the Red Sox credit for that. That will be a hell of a series with Houston, but I did not think the Red Sox were going to beat the Yankees. So I was dead wrong. Give them credit. A little better, a little more resourceful offensively. But in all these series, one at bat at the right time for the team that loses, a bat that changes could change the whole series. Stanton had that opportunity. Severino was awful. And Boone was a deer in headlights. That's a big. Those are the three big reasons why the Red Sox won.
Chris, Mad Dog Russo joining us here on SB Nation Radio, host of High Heat, Major League Baseball Network, also just a legendary sports radio personality. I want to ask you about Alex Cora. How much different is he than John Farrell? Because he's been micro-managing and he's into analytics, but was he that much different than what John Farrell did?
I think he's a little loosey-gooseier. I think the players respond to him a little better. It sounds like he wants the players to be a little more aggressive from an offensive perspective. I think he's got a good vibe with the clubhouse right now. They took advantage of the horrendous American League, which was terrible with all those, you know, with the White Sox and Kansas City and the Orioles. You know, four teams fired managers in the American League, and that's all you need to know. Texas, Minnesota, the Orioles, and the Blue Jays. That tells you how pathetic the American League was. So I take it a little, I don't go as crazy with the wins as everybody else does. Plus, I think the Red Sox were fueled by the idea that they lost the last two series in the last 2 years in the opening round in Houston and the Indians. I think they were motivated to get by that series for their change. So I think Cora took advantage of that. But I think he just had a good vibe with the players. A bilingual. He had a little experience with Hinch. So I think he was the perfect guy. It was a good hire by Dombrowski. He brought Renicki in there. That's where the Yankees did a terrible job. I mean, you bring a manager in there in Boone, who I think is going to be a good manager. But you bring a manager in there in Boone who has never managed a game, even in Little League, in his whole life. You stick him at Yankee Stadium in the cauldron of a playoff series, and his consultant there on the bench is Josh Bard. Really? That's who you're going to give me now? Nobody would, you know, even Torrey had Don Zimmer. I mean, yeah. That's who you're going to give me. You're going to give me Josh Bard his sounding board during these tough games. And the Yankees did a horrendous job at that. There's no other way around it. And Boone made some big mistakes. So I don't think they would have won probably anyway. They were going to lose game three. Maybe they win game four. He went way too long with Sabathia. But the Yankees, you know, whether they got tired of Girardi or whatever the case might be, they really put Boone in a tough spot. That's a tricky situation without any managerial experience and putting him in a playoff series. At least Hinch had last year's Houston guidance, and they gave him Renicki, a sounding board. That's a big plus, and I think he took advantage of that.
David Price going in game two. A lot of can happen. I mean, the playing at home, bats can help you out. Relievers can come in. Is there that much of a concern with Price in game two, given he doesn't pitch well in the postseason?
Well, you know, listen, they have to pitch him. A, he's making too much money. B, it's not like they have a tremendous amount of other alternatives. And see, he's due. You know, he is due to go out there and pitch a halfway decent game. Jeez,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, he's had 10 straight losses, and he's been, you know, the first year in the postseason, he was pretty good in 08. He had a couple of decent starts, you know, that one year for Tampa against Texas in game 163. He was pretty good for Detroit once, but, I mean, he's due to go out there and give you a decent performance. You know, again, that's a very hard series to read. Houston's got better pitching. Houston can slug with anybody, lineup included. A lot of confidence. Their bullpen's good. Houston is a better team, I think, pound for pound than the Red Sox. They played in the, they had the A's pushing them all year. I think Houston's a better team. Red Sox have the home field. Red Sox have Sale, who's probably the best pitcher out of everybody. And the Red Sox, I think got a little calmer right now. I think getting by the Yankees gives them a big, they can take a big deep breath. That was a hard series. They had to win that. I'm going to take Houston only because I like what I see. I'm going to take them to win in six games. I wouldn't like them in a seventh game in Fenway. I'll take Houston in six. But that's going to be, I think you got two excellent series here in the championship series.
Excellent series.
I think you can go either way. I'm going to go Astros Brewers here with the combo.
All right, Chris, Mad Dog Russo, great talking to you. Very, very good stuff as always, and I really appreciate all you've done for the industry, my friend.
Good job, Tony. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
You got it. Chris Russo, Mad Dog from Sports Radio, Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM. That's going on 10 years. November of 2008 is when that launched, so that is coming on a decade that he is. Those of you who are more Northeast-oriented know that he was with Mike Francesa for a long time in New York radio. Best real estate in our business is Drive Time in New York City, and they owned that forever and ever and ever. And then they split up like duos do, and now for 10 years he's had his own radio station and on his radio show, and also host of High Heat on MLB
Network.
Not just
a show, he has a station.
Yeah, like the whole thing is built around him. Like it's not just like 3 hours. The whole network, the whole station, the whole is around him. Mad Dog Sports Radio. Yeah. So
I just wish he gave us his true feelings on Giancarlo Stanton.
I know, right? That was like a bonus.
That came out of nowhere.
That's like getting an extra prize in the cereal box. Like you get one, you're like, oh, somehow the factory screwed up, and I got another one.
He is all about Stanton.
Oh my god. Oh gosh. See, when I hear him talk like that, I can hear Mike Francesa like on the other side going, Doug, the problem is with Giancarlo Stanton's contract is that it doesn't work out that way. And then, he's a good hitter. When you bring him into the lineup, he's a good hitter. He did all these home runs, Chris. He did all these home runs, Doug. You gotta take it for what it is. Sometimes the pitches don't hit. Sometimes guys don't do anything anymore. I just love those two. Those two were the best in the business. 800-777-2907, SB Nation AM.